Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, truly this is the day that you have made. And, Father, because it's your day, we choose to praise your name. We choose to lift your name up because, Father, you said if you be lifted up, Lord, that you would draw all men unto you. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand and as we come before your presence on this morning, Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving and rejoicing in our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, Father, we want to proclaim and confess even now, Lord, that your word will live big on the inside of us. Father, we confirm and we declare and we decree in your name that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess and affirm your word in the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess that miracles are showing up in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we confess, Father, that you are our shepherd, and we have no need nor want for anything. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're causing that which seemed to be impossible. Father, you're causing it to be possible. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that things and situations and circumstances are shifting for your glory and for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare, Lord, that our footsteps have already been ordered by you, Father. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the blessed of the Lord. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. We declare in the name of Jesus that your word will live not just only in our lives, but even in our family lives, even in our home. Father, we declare, Lord, that whatever we touch, it shall be blessed and it shall prosper. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that nothing shall hurt or harm us because we are in you. We are anointed by you and we have been ordained to speak and to proclaim your word. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that the greatness that you have placed upon us, that we'll begin to manifest it in this life. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, wisdom and strength shall be our portion. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are the anointed of the Lord. We declare in the name of Jesus that nothing shall work in or against us. We declare in the name of Jesus that situations are turning around and breakthrough is knocking at our door. In the name of Jesus, we declare that all of our needs, wants, and desires has already been met by you. Therefore, Father, even on this morning, we will praise your name and we will lift your name up high because, Father, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega of everything that we seek to do in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Naomi, open up the lines. We began to pray in the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Prophet William Richard.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory and adoration. We thank you, Father, for this is the day, my God, that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice and be glad. We will rejoice in the God of our salvation. Because we decree and declare, Father, you are our light and our salvation, my God, whom shall we fear? And we thank you, Father, for the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for a mind, Father, that establishes you, Father, within your peace, because you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. We thank you, Father, for your anointing presence, Father, in among us, Father, because you were declared where two or three are gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst of us. And we welcome you in the midst of us, because you know the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We decree and declare, my God, let God arise, and let all enemies be scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south. Father, becoming one where you scatter them seven ways, in the east, the west, the north, and the south. And we thank you, Father, for your covering, Lord, of your wings upon the lives of your people, your covering of your blood over us, my God. Even those in Washington, my God, D.C., we cover them tonight, Father. Even, Lord, as a hen cover her chickens, Father, we cover them with your blood tonight. In the name of Jesus, underneath your wings, Father, and underneath your blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, this time is declared, the Lord, when his heart is overwhelmed, lead him to the rock that is higher than him. And we thank you, Father, for your counsel will stand. And you say, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So, Father, as we delight ourselves in you, Lord, we thank you for granting us, Lord, our heart's desire. And seeing, my God, the march, my God, being successful, we see it successful. And we thank you for the encouragement that many will have, Father, in the spirit of unity that will be operational daily, my God. And, Lord, in every setting, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the leader of this house, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, that a fresh anointing is coming down from your throne, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for stretching forth, even, Lord, the golden scepter from you, Lord, that favor will be found in every era. In every family, my God, in every department represented, Father, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father. We thank you, Father, for expanding the borders, expanding the tents, and we thank you, Father, for divine increase. Father, because you said one watered, one plant, one watered, but God, you give the increase. So we decree increase of healing and health, even, Lord, prophetess sent to your doors. And we thank you, Father, even for the marriages, my God, that you're touching, because you said marriage is honorable also. So we thank you, Father, for husband and wife, my God, you united, Father, that the walk, my God, would be in agreement. How can two walk together unless they agree? So we pray for the power of agreement in a walk, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of oneness. And Lord, we thank you, Father, as we decree, be in our Father one, and let that oneness remain to the glory and praise and honor of your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, even inside of the lives of your people, Father God, even now. We thank you, Father God, for touching even the lives, Father God, of each and every archbishop, Father God. We thank you now for covering all of your archbishops. We thank you for covering all of your pastors, Father God, all of your bishops, all of your elders, Father God. We want to thank you now, Father God, for touching each and every evangelist, Father God. Touch now each and every minister, Father God, even now, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching all of the deacons and deaconesses, Father God, touching each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God. I want to lift up even now, Father God, even our elderly, even now, Father God. I want to thank you for restoring them, Father God. I want to thank you for the divine healing, Father God, for your word declares, Father God, that you've sent it, Father God, so that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. I want to thank you now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of your children, Father God. I want to thank you for touching their hearts, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection over their lives, Father God. I want to thank you even now for the divine healing, Father God, that you're showing even to Prophetess Cynthia, Father God. Even now, Father God, we speak healing, wholeness, and completion now, Father God, over our life, Father God, as your word declares. We thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even over those that are all sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you now for just touching them, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, and just lift up even the people, Father God, in the state of Texas, Father God, that are dealing with the hurricane, Father God. I want to thank you for divine provisions, Father God, just showing and making that way, Father God, for your people, Father God. I want to thank you for covering those that even are without shelter, Father God, and covering those that may be stuck, Father God. I want to thank you for keeping each and every one of your people, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God. I want to lift up, Father God, even our nation, Father God. I want to thank you for touching the minds, Father God, even of our leaders. I want to thank you, Father God, for creating inside of us even a clean heart, Father God. I want to thank you even now for divine clarity and direction, Father God. Touch, Father God, even your people, Father God. I want to thank you for marriages, Father God. I want to thank you for right relationships now, Father God. I want to thank you for divine connections, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for making a way, Father God, even for your people out of no way, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now for favor even around jobs, Father God, for your people, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, even for covering even your people, Father God, even in Washington, D.C., Father God, even the ministers, Father God, as they make their way, Father God, back to their respectful places, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering each and every one of them, Father God, covering us, Father God, in our coming in, Father God, and covering us in our going out, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, even for touching each and every one of your people, Father God, now, Father God, and I just want to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God, that is so worthily due. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We want to thank you for being our shepherd, oh dear God, that we shall not want in this season, Lord God. We want to thank you for just being a guide for us, oh dear God, being our flashlight in the dark, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the total healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God. We see her whole and complete in this season, oh Father God. We ask a special blessing for Dr. Yolanda T. Griffin, oh dear God, that you will make her whole and complete as well, oh dear God, and the other person that was in the accident as well, oh dear God. We ask a special blessing for each and every family that is represented on your call, oh dear God, the people that are listening, oh Father God. We ask a special blessing for their household, oh dear God. We bless the marriages, oh dear God, that you will bring them closer together, that you will bring more communication among them, oh dear God, so that their marriages will be stronger than ever, that they will build their foundation on you, Lord God, your word, Lord God, for it is the God that's going to help them in this season, oh dear God. And we ask a special blessing for the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for having this vision, oh dear God, to have this platform for us to come to your throne of glory, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for just allowing us to be humble in this season, oh dear God, to practice the love, oh dear God, that surpasses all understanding, oh dear God. And Lord God, you said that where two or three are gathered in your name, that you will truly be in the midst, oh Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just blessing us each and every day, giving us a new mind to just do your will, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, oh dear God, for how you continue to uphold us, oh dear God, even when we're doing wrong unknowingly and knowingly, Lord God. We want to thank you for just having your throne of grace so that we can come and ask for repentance, oh dear God. We thank you, oh dear God. We declare and decree that we will continue to follow your name in every circumstance, oh dear God. Bless our children as they go back to school, oh dear God. Bless them as they walk the streets, oh dear God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come unto them, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the home order, dear God, that we will all become one accord, oh dear God, and bless the ministers that were represented in Washington or D.C., oh dear God, that they will have a search journey coming back, oh dear God, with a new mission, a new movement, oh dear God, that we will come on one accord, oh dear God. Bless our leaders in a special way. In your Son Jesus' magnificent name, we pray and give you the thanks. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joy.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is and also, God, thank you for being a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. We want to give you our honor and praise, and we want to say thank you, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the guidance and help that you give us, oh God, so that we can dwell together in unity, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh God, that you bring together, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the love of two people that you put in marriage to continue to be strong, God, holy and deathless, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that they may regard their home to be sacred and sanctuary, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for mercy for those who are shedding, sustain them, oh God, by your insurance, oh God, and of your presence. Lift them from their despond, their situation, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for helping even the teachers to possess a keen and appreciation of the great opportunity, God, to help the youth, oh God, in our country, God, and to make them most of their mentality, God. Thank you for that, God. And thank you, God, for helping the youth to understand education is not complete unless they also pursue the school of you, God, as well, oh God, in the school of the world, oh God. And God, also, God, we want to thank you, God, for that the fear of you is the beginning of wisdom, oh God, and wisdom is our defense, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for opening up our eyes that we may see and behold the wondrous things that you have for us, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection all around your people, their children, their family, God. And God, thank you, God, for helping those who don't know you to repent their sins and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. Thank you so much, oh God, for that, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. And thank you, oh God, and may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable and thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, O God. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy, and thank you for bringing us together on this line again so we can lift up our voices to you and pray. God, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst of us, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for that, God. Thank you for covering us and blessing us and keeping us. And God, thank you for your hedge of protection that's around us and our families. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision to allow us to come together as one in unity to pray. God, I ask you to look upon people, the married folks, Lord. God, people that you have brought together, let no man put them asunder. Thank you, God, for marriages. Thank you for relationships, God. Bring unity and peace to marriages, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Marriages show the world. It shows the world, God. It shows the world that you have ordained this. And anything that's not of you is not right. But thank you, God, for marriages. And thank you for relationships. Thank you for unity, unity amongst the brethren and sisters. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you so much for my life. Thank you for my healing. And I ask you, God, to remember those who are sick and shut in who need healing. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson,
God. We see you whole and complete, Lord. And anyone else who is ill, who has not brought forth the fact that they need healing, but you know it, God. You know what's going on in everyone's hearts and minds, God. Ask you to heal them. Heal them, God. And look upon all the elderly people, Lord, in nursing homes whose families are neglectful, God. Please, please, please touch them. Touch them and keep them in a mighty way, God. Preserve them. And look upon those people in Houston and the other surrounding areas in Texas that is underwater, people suffering, trying to get to shelter. Bless them, God. Protect them and allow the government to do what they need to do in order to help these people. Thank you, Father. I thank you for my family members. They're moving away into different places, God, but I thank them. Keep them, Lord. In Jesus' name, I ask and I thank you. Amen and amen.
God is tiny.
Amen and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven, Jehovah, Emmanuel, God with us, the mighty man of war, you are my shield and battle. I worship you, Lord. Oh, Lord, because I am under the divine canopy, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and I shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power stands forever. Father, I stand upon your word right now, Father, and we confess our sins unto you, my God. We confess everything, whatever that you have committed, Lord, that, Father, forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord is my refuge. Therefore, I command every spirit of sudden fear invoke upon me to die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I confess by fire, by faith, that I am divine present. Father, we thank you, even as we take this time to pray for the families, my God. Father, we come against every spirit of divorce in the families, Lord. We pray, my God, right now, as we are standing upon your word, Lord. We are entering into the homes right now, Lord. We send your angels, my God, to go to each and every house, my God. The angels of peace, my God, that are going, Father, to give peace to the people who need peace right now, Lord. We send even the angels of war, Lord, to fight for your people, my God. We come against the spirit of division upon your people, my God. Father, this is the time and season that you are going to show up, my God, upon your children, my Lord. We thank you, Father, that you promise us in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us, my God. We pray even for our children right now that, Father, we hide them under your wing, my God. Be with them all the time, wherever they are going, Father. Protect our children, Father. We thank you, my God, as we even pray, my God, for our ministry, for our ministers, Lord. We pray for fivefold ministry, that, Father, let your wisdom and the knowledge of your word be upon your children, my God. We thank you even for the march, Lord, today's march, Lord, that, Father, whatever you said, it shall come to pass, Lord. These are the days of David, Father. If, my God, the sword has to pass, let it be according to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we thank you, Father God, for you shall wrought a great victory on behalf of your people. We thank you, Lord God, that they that trust in you shall not want any good thing. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that has risen against your people is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that every politician that is working against your people, his tongue is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that every plot and plan of the enemy is already condemned and rerouted, Lord God, for no weapon can prosper against your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you will guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought and make fat our bones. We thank you, Lord, that we are like a well-watered garden and would like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And we thank you that they that trust in you, Lord God, shall not be disappointed. We thank you, Lord God, that we delight ourselves in you, and you will cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Jacob, our Father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken, and we thank you, Father God, for you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from sickness. You've redeemed us from poverty. You've redeemed us from spiritual death. And for poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you have given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We bless you for restoring the health of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for restoring the health of everyone who have requested prayer for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring family relationships, for healing and breaking down the middle wall of partition, for driving out the root of bitterness and wicked devices and deception. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of healing that rests upon this call right now. We thank you, Lord God, for healing relationships, healing families, Lord God, healing marriages, healing parent and child relationships, Lord God. We thank you for redemption and deliverance for the captives. And we thank you for divine protection. We dispatch your angels to protect your people that are even stranded in the storms of Texas and in Louisiana. We decree divine protection and divine deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you once again just to say thank you, just for us to be able to breathe and to take breath in your presence, God. Father God, we thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for the change, and we thank you for every opportunity and possibility that you place in front of us, God. Father God, we even thank you, God, that you have already have sent your miracle angels all around us, God, and that we are able to grab and partake from those miracles, God. Father God, we thank you that whatever is lost has already been recovered in the name of Jesus. We thank you that for those that are feeling sick, that they are already healed in the name of Jesus. And those that are feeling poor, that they are rich in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, for this next Tuesday morning, God, for the things that you're doing and for the breakthroughs that you're doing in each and everyone's lives, God. Father God, we thank you for our leadership, God, that you are able to guide them and to direct them in the paths that they need to be directed in, God. Father God, I thank you, God, that you are a God of justice and peace, God, and we honor you for all of that, God, and that you will have your way in our country, God, and that you will do and breathe and bring up the new leadership and the new generation that you're calling to come up, God. Father God, I thank you for the new global communities and citizens that you're making, God, that their voice will be in the Lord, God. Father God, I ask that you watch in the hurts, God, that everything is out, God, and that you're even favoring families, God, and favoring families, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for even the things that you're doing in our finances and our situation, God. Father God, you get all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every word, everything that has been said on this call on this morning. Father, we lift it up unto you, and we offer it unto you as a sweet-smelling sacrifice unto you, Father. But Father, we know that all things are working together for our good. Therefore, Father, we stand in agreement with every prayer and every utterance, even on this call on this morning, Father. And Father, I pray and I say and I declare even now that your will be done. Lord, not our will, but Lord, let thy divine, your perfect will be done in and through us. Father, I pray for every household that is represented on this call on tonight. Father, you know the need, you know the desire, Father. And Father, you said in your word that you are our good shepherd, and you are the one that shall lead us and guide us. Therefore, Father, we stand and we trust your word on tonight, Father. Father, let everyone that is on this call tonight, Lord, let them know, Lord, without a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, that you are with them and that you are lifting them up and that everything that concerns them is going to work out for their good and not for their evil. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we move and navigate through this day, Father, let thy will be done, Father. We thank you, Lord, for safety and protection, and we thank you, Lord, for healing is the children's bread. And Father, we partake of your bread. We partake of everything that you have given unto us, even now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks, Father, as you will continue to lead us and guide us, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We are prophets, family. We're going to decrease, but we want to thank everyone for being on the call on tonight. Master Prophet said the march was amazing. Everything worked out well. They had a very powerful crowd, over 3,000 people. Clergy showed up. The ministers showed up from different walks of life. But you know something? The God that we serve, he's a one God. He's not a many God, but he's a one God. And the people, they were in unity, and they moved forward, and things just worked out. Our choir sang in the beginning and at the end, and everything worked out so beautifully. And for those of you that are on the call, you can Google it on Google, the ministers march in Washington. Thank God our bishop is marching alongside Reverend Al Sharpton, and there's a picture of him, you see, right on one of the newspaper front pages. So church prophets, God is moving, we're rejoicing, and we're just in that mode saying, Lord, let thy will be done. Nevertheless, not our will, but let thy will be done. This is the best hour, the best season that God is calling his people unto. And ready or not, it's our season and it's our time to shine. So I'm rejoicing and thanking God for that. I know on tomorrow morning, we'll have this later on today, 9 a.m., the Mass Prophet will be on the We'll be sharing more about what has happened, what has taken place. If not this morning, on Wednesday morning, he'll be sharing. So we're going to encourage everybody to join us on the conference call at 9 o'clock. Prophet's name, we'll share more about that. But thank you, family, for being a stand. Thank you, Lord, because we believe God, as the word of God has declared, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. Situations are shifting and things are changing. And we are saying, Lord, let thy will be done, Father. Have your way, Father. Move in and through us the way you see fit. So people of God, again, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, family. I love each and every one of you to life. Peace and blessings. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming on the line. Please meet us here again at 9 a.m. with the Archbishop and the Company of Prophets for our teaching and altars. Are there any other
Yes, and yes, Prophetess, thank you so much. I want to invite people to come and join us tomorrow or later on today at 12 noon for our Talk Tuesday. We'll be talking about church hopping, so come and join us from noon to 1. Thank you so much.
Amen. Church topic. Amen. We're going to say good night, good morning, good evening.
Good night.
Want to say good night.
God bless.